When I Was a Child by Mrs. Phyllis Voysey. I was born in Chapel Street, Buckfastleigh, in 1913. My first memory is of my mother taking me and my sister, who was in the pram, to the station to see the trains. We rested on the iron seat that went right round the huge horse chestnut tree. The iron seat had been made by a local blacksmith whose name was Mr. Lockcraft. He was the grandfather of Mr. Lang the Butcher. When there was a quap tea or a sports event or anything special, children would parade following the town band right through the town. The main streets were Station Road, Elliot Plain, Fourth Street, Chapel Street, Plymouth Road, past the town hall and school and on to Higher Town, having just passed the YMCA. Higher Town included Jordan Street, Silver Street, Market Street and Church Street, Home Road and the main road to Buckfast. Transport was horses and carts, pony traps, horse vans, and I can only remember one private car, and that belonged to the schoolmaster, Mr. Abbott. The boys called him Clicky because he had a stammer. One half of the school was for boys and the other for girls and infants. The headmistress was called Miss Hull, and the infants had a local young woman called Mildred Penny. Boys played in the yard, which had a pole in the centre with chains hanging down, which they would swing around called a giant stride. Girls had a maypole on May Day, and we would choose a May Queen. I remember Evelyn Wilton, a farmer's daughter, was queen one year. In 1924, we had a mixed school. Boys and girls went to classes together. Mr. Jeffries was the headmaster. At Easter time, we were woken up by the cries of hot cross buns from Hayward's Bakery. The boys carried them around in big baskets, 12 buns for sixpence, all hot. Dad allowed my sister and I to go for a little walk. Usually it would be to Duck's Pond to feed the ducks with a piece of stale bread. Duck's Pond was two ponds with a little weir in the middle, very well kept because it belonged to the big house, which was owned by Mr. Joe Hamlin, one of the brothers who owned the woolen mills in Chapel Street. The other, Mr. William Hamlin, lived in a big house called Hapstead, quite a way out along the road from Jordan Street. The woolen mill and tannery gave work to nearly all the men and women in Buckfastleigh. At Whitsun, the Buckfastleigh races were held on land belonging to Lord Chesterton, but farmed by the Coltons of Dean. What excitement to go to the railway station and see all the horses arrive on the Friday evening. On Whit Monday, we would walk to the avenue and sit on the wall and watch the races. Dad would have given us a penny each for an ice cream. Also at Whitsun, the Methodist and Congregational Chapels held their Sunday school anniversaries, which meant new dresses and straw hats with ribbons and flowers. We were very proud and very smart. Buckfastleigh would be empty on the day of the Sunday school treat to Tynmouth. A special train ordered, and the children with their buckets and spades, and mothers, grands and aunts with them. After a lovely day, we would be greeted by the dads who had come to the station to see us all home. September was when the fair came to a big field next to the town hall. Lovely. Roundabouts, swings, coconut shies and sweet stalls. Dad gave us threepence each for the Saturday afternoon show. I loved the music they played. The mill bell rang four times a day, 8 o'clock, 12:30 for dinner, 1:30 for the afternoon and 6 p.m. to finish the day. November the 11th, the bell rang for another reason, to remember the men in the First World War who lost their lives. There were many from Buckfastleigh. I can always remember how eerie it felt, the looms and all the machinery would stop, horses in the street, children in school. It was all very sad and something I never forgot. At Christmas, the shops were all full of nice things, but only dressed up for Christmas 2 weeks before and on Christmas morning. The town band stood in many parts of the town and played Christmas carols. Those were the days.
Lovely.
That was lovely.
Wonderful. Do we still have a town band?
No.
That's all in the past.
What did you say?
Nothing. Do we still have a town band?
No. Used to be lovely.
Oh, come away, you faithful.
Yeah. The town band always used to lead the carnival, didn't it, every year?
And of course, when we went to, we used to have the special events and that, you'd start off, wouldn't you, with your mugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and up Station Tree.
Yeah.
I got a